everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to one of the top scorers in the Ontario Hockey League this season. He has had quite a year, and certainly quite a month of February as well. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Jordan Kyrou of the Sarnia Sting. He picks up the award for the third time this season, as he had 13 points in four games last week, including 5 goals and 8 assists, and was a +7. He wrapped it up with a 7-point performance last Sunday in a win against the Flint Firebirds, tying the Sarnia Sting single-game record with the 7-point performance. He's put up huge numbers this season, coming into this week's play with 99 points on the year, tied for the OHL scoring lead. But we have to give credit to some other players who had big performances this week. How about 9 points in 4 games coming out of Kevin Hancock of the Owen Sound Attack and teammate Nick Suzuki? As well in goal, Emmanuel Vell of the Mississauga Steelheads posted a 4-0 record with 2 shutouts, a 150 goals against average, and a .954 save percentage. Jordan Kyrou, your OHL On the Run Player of the Week, but certainly some other great performances during the past week in the Ontario Hockey League. Speaking of big performances, how about Aaron Luchuk this season? The overager for the Barrie Colts with 99 points, tying Kyrou for the OHL scoring lead coming into this week's play. He's put up 48 points in 30 games since becoming a member of the Barrie Colts back in December. He's also signed a free agent contract with the Ottawa Senators, so he'll be able to move on to their program after this season is done. For Luchuk, quite a year. It was already quite an OHL career with a MasterCard Memorial Cup title last year, but continuing it on with the Colts now. Joined by Aaron Luchuk of the Barrie Colts, and Aaron, from my perspective, it seems to be quite a season for you. Obviously, it's been with the change going from Windsor to Barrie, but having an excellent season when it comes to points and a strong club in Barrie. Just take that sort of overview right now. How's the season been going so far?
Yeah, obviously, it's been a pretty crazy year. I mean, starting the year in Windsor and having a really good start. And, obviously, them signing to go full rebuild and ship all of us out. And so that was definitely a little bit of a crazy time. And it was definitely an adjustment for me, especially in Windsor for 4.5 years, moving to Barrie and stuff. And so it's been a great transition for me. Dale's been tremendous help for me as a coach. And, you know, I think we got a really strong team in Barrie, and I'm glad to be here, and hopefully have a long playoff run with them.
You talked about Dale Hawerchuk as your coach, and I guess that's one thing. When you've been around this OHL for a few years, you've had some pretty experienced coaches. Dale Hawerchuk, who's a Hall of Famer. Trevor Letowski played in the National Hockey League. Rocky Thompson with a long pro career. Many others. I'm sure you've been able to really soak it up from a lot of coaches.
Yeah, all three coaches you mentioned have been tremendous helps to me in my career. And Rocky was a huge help for me, kind of helped me grow in this league for 2 years when he was there. And then going with Trevor again at the beginning of this year, he helped me a lot with the technical part of my game, and he taught me a lot about how to be a pro. And then moving on to Dale here, he's been a huge help for me. Just obviously, being an NHL Hall of Famer, he is. He's taught me a lot about just little things on the ice and how to position myself here and there. And he's been a huge help for growing my game.
If I had talked to you in August and said, what was your approach, what was your plan for this season, what were you hoping to accomplish?
You know, I was obviously hoping on building on what I've been doing the past couple of years. And I knew this year was kind of be my chance to kind of shine a little bit more offensively than I had in the past couple of years. The past couple of years would be so deep at Windsor that I've been in a little bit more of a checking role or a defensive role. So I knew going in this year was going to be a good chance for me to kind of show what I could do for fully offensively. And I didn't really have any crazy expectations about this year. I didn't have any set goals for myself. I just wanted to go out there and just do best I could, and kind of see where the cards lay.
Recently you went back into Windsor, and they had quite a tribute for you there, and then you beat your old friend Michael DiPietro for the overtime winner. That had to be quite a night. Were you almost pinching yourself when that was all done?
Yeah, that was a fairy tale ending. I mean, you couldn't probably have scripted it any better. I mean, going back to Windsor, I consider Windsor my home now after living there for 4.5 years. And, they had an amazing tribute video for me and got pretty emotional for it. Obviously, seeing the Memorial Cup stuff that they put in the video as well brought back a lot of memories. And made a special group last year, and it was nice to kind of relive those. And then, Yeah, I mean, anytime you can score on Mikey, you should probably keep the puck. I mean, he's a tremendous goalie, so to kind of be able to get that the OT winner there was a pretty special moment.
You've signed with the Ottawa Senators. Take us through how that played out, that you know, when you heard that was on the radar, and then when you got that done, what that meant for you.
Yeah, so it was, I mean, they had kind of been a team that had been keeping tabs on me throughout the beginning part of the year. Around Christmas time, things kind of really heated up with them and my agent, and we had a couple conference calls. And around Christmas, we got the deal done, and it was actually really nice to get it done over the Christmas break so I could celebrate and share with family and friends and stuff like that. So I'm tremendously honored to sign with Ottawa, and I'm excited to prove them right.
And you kind of touched on that with family and friends, and I'm sure when that was done, was that the thing that sort of came to mind? Is, hey, the hard work, and the hard work's not done yet by any means, but to this date, the hard work, the commitment they've put in, that support you've had, I'm sure really pays off.
Yeah, signing contract wasn't just all about me, it's all about my family and stuff they've sacrificed over the years for me to kind of get to fulfill my hockey career and my dream of being an NHL player. And it was obviously very nice to sign that with my family and be around them when it happened.
The Barrie Colts are a team looking to make a long playoff run. You obviously got a chance to capture a ring at the Memorial Cup last year. Now this year looking for another, more hockey into April, May, and keep on going. Tell me about this Barrie Colts team and the way it's come together.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really know too much about them when I got traded here. I mean, I'd heard about them being a young, fast team and stuff like that. You know, since I got here, it's been really nice for me. Obviously, they play an offensive style, and that fit my style of play very well. And, you know, we're a very offensive gifted team. We got scoring all throughout our lineup. All four lines can put the puck in the net, and that's huge for us. You know, we have a really big chance to do something special. We got a good group of guys, and a group of guys that I think could do something special here.
What's it like playing in the Eastern Conference now?
Yeah, it's a little different. I mean, style play is a little more free and easy and kind of fast-paced than I was used to in the West. There's a lot more systems and defensive hockey. But, you know, some really good teams in the East, and teams that have loaded up as well. So, you know, it's going to be a good struggle and good battle for the playoffs.
That was Aaron Luchuk of the Barrie Colts. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.